The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have not told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than this, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
One of the fun things that I learned in watching, some people told me the reason why there are zombies in the movies, because there are no places for the souls anymore. You know, zombie apocalypse thingy. First of all, do you know how insignificant we are compared to the universe? How small the earth is compared to the universe? How can there be an overflow? So, crazy idea. And for example, with regards to heaven, do you think God will run out of places for us to stay in heaven? Again, no. Because heaven is being with God, and God is definitely greater than the universe. So don't worry about a place in heaven. Worry if you're not going there. Yes? But of course, nowadays, again, another crazy idea. Some think, "Oh, he's a good person, therefore he's in heaven." Don't. Being a good person is nice, but if that person did not live a life without Christ, if that person lived a life without Christ, what do you think? "Oh, Father, you know, how can that be?" Remember, to live with Christ is what? Is it simply to believe in Christ or become like Christ? Huh? Become like Christ, yes. Because there are many of us who profess to be Christians but don't act like him. Don't act like Christ. No? So don't expect, again, the wrong idea. I believe in Jesus, I'm a Christian, therefore I am saved. No. No. That's a lie. You obey everything that Christ said, yes? So, Christ said, if you know me. Now, knowing Christ is not simply reading the Bible, not memorizing scriptures. You really have to become and follow what Christ said. For example, like what? Love your enemies. Is that a suggestion? No. That's not a suggestion. You're supposed to love like him. What did he do? Boy, did he literally do that, right? Give the other cheek. You know? And then, you know, he became poor like us, born with nothing. As an infant baby in a manger. If we can do that, so should we. And that is why the early Christian community in the first reading, what did they do? To live a life of community is to forget yourself and to share everything that you have in community. No? So that is what happened. Sharing. We are not communists. Because again, some nuts out there think that Christ is the first communist. Oh yeah, there's some crazy people think. No? For us, why do we share? Communism is what? When the government forces you to give up your property out and doesn't respect private property. Communism is simply disrespectful of human rights, especially with regards to private property. With regards to Christianity, it's different. We share because we believe Christ shared his divinity so that we can become divine like him, to be one with him. Sharing out of love, not out of fear. So here in the first reading, we hear the Hellenists and the Hebrews. Again, see, the early Christian community, what happened? Even though they were following Jesus, they were also what? Having a struggle. Struggle to what? To go beyond who they were. The Hebrews, who became Christians, were only what? Feeding their own. And the Hellenists were the pagans who became Christians, and they had to complain because their widows and orphans were not being fed. Hey, we share everything here. How come people like us don't get the same share? See, even then, they had to learn to go beyond. If I was a Hebrew, I have to see myself not anymore as a Hebrew, but as a Christian like Christ who died for everybody. So I should love everybody regardless of where they come from. You know? And that is why they had to establish what? The diaconia. The deacons. So that the apostles can concentrate on what they're supposed to do. Preaching the gospel, while the diaconia, the servants, should deal about these things. Of course, now, in our time, as pastor, it's not easy. In my case, I'm the pastor here, taking care of 1,600 families, but I have to worry about what? Not only about preaching the gospel or saying the mass, but also what? Trying to maintain our buildings, trying to find money. I said I did not sign up for this. I did not sign up for this. But I have to do it because, or else, what will happen? You won't have a nice place to sit, air condition, you know, all the stuff. I have to worry about that. And of course, I have to always what? Seemingly beg you to keep on giving money. And you complain sometimes. What do you think happened in the first Christian community? They did not complain in sharing what they have. They did it out of love. How about you? When you give money to the church, do you think, okay, I can understand maybe some of you complaining against the government when you are taxed because you are forced, okay? That's the law. You are forced to give tax to the government to support whatever. But giving your donation to the church is not being taxed. You're supposed to what? Give it with joy and love. If you complain, do you think you get merits? Huh? What do you think? When you complain and say, when will this stop? When will I stop giving to the church? Do you think, you know? As I told you already, I am salaried. But in my case, because I'm religious, what do I do? All my salary, pension, social security, goes to the order. Why? Because I'm imitating, following the first Christian community. Because that is what they did. In your case, you give because you love, pure and simple. You give because you trust that ultimately what? In the gospel today, you will earn a dwelling place in heaven. Not because you can pay yourself to heaven, but because Christ saw that you were really sincere in loving others. Always remember, Christ will know you. The Father will know us if He sees His Son in us. If we act like Christ, love like Christ, forgive like Christ, merciful like Christ, everything we do all about Christ, then the Father will acknowledge you and say, come, enjoy the heavenly banquet. So all of us here, we agree that there is God. We agree that there is a loving God who died for us. But we must also remember that we must imitate this God that we believe in. And He died for us. He suffered for us. So must we also prove ourselves to God by willing to show our love not only with our own kind, but with everybody. Remember, I told you already, I never thought that I'll be serving Americans. Because I was a local priest in a small diocese in the Philippines. I thought that I was only be a diocesan priest, local people. But when I came here, I said to myself, oh, I can like these guys, you know. I can learn English, you know. And boy, it's food. So I said to myself, why not? But in order to safeguard my priesthood, I became a religious. Because I didn't want too much money. I wanted simply to serve and to eat. That's it. How complicated is your life? Do you think God wants your life to be complicated? No. Simplicity, humility, that is the way the life of the early Christian community, what they had. Look into yourselves and see, am I really as simple, as humble, as obedient as my Lord and Savior or not? Again, I am not here to judge you. Simply what? Judge yourselves.